Well, thank you so much for having me. It really is wonderful to be here and to be with you all, so I do thank you. I do acknowledge the traditional custodians of these lands on which we meet and gather and celebrate. And I pay my respects to the elders past, present and future, and I thank those elders for the way that they continue to refresh, revitalise and maintain culture. And I also want to pay my respects to the Aboriginal Christian leaders who have inspired me, who have mentored me, who have loved me, and who have shown me how to follow Jesus in these lands now called Australia. Well, here we are at NAIDOC, a time for celebration. But this isn't just a celebration for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. This is a celebration for the nation of Australia. This nation is home to the world's oldest living, continuing cultures. That is amazing. And I often say in my acknowledgements of country that we as Aboriginal peoples have a strong spirit of survival. Thousands of years of stories and culture in these lands that we now call Australia. Thousands of years. That is amazing. And I remind people that we as Aboriginal peoples are a gift to Australia, a gift of over 300 nations, a gift of over 600 dialects of language. And this is also the 2019 International Year of Indigenous Languages. This is amazing. So many things to celebrate, and we haven't even got to this year's NAIDOC Week theme. So let's jump into NAIDOC 2019. The theme for this year is Voice, Treaty, Truth. Let's work together for a shared future. NAIDOC Week is one of the key dates on the calendar every year. It comes after January 26, a day of mourning, Invasion Day, Survival Day. A time to lament the impacts of colonisation, and a time where Auntie Jean Phillips, with the support of myself and Common Grace, calls our nation to prayer in the week and a half leading up to January 26. We then move to May 26 and National Sorry Day, where we are sorrowful and sad for the stolen generations. Then on to May 27 to June 3, National Reconciliation Week, which is a call to come together, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and non-Indigenous peoples, and is marked by the anniversary of the 1967 referendum and the Mabo case. But it can be seen as a bit of a grey area as we think of the lack of relationship and the lack of even conciliation. And then we move to the first Sunday to second Sunday of July, National NAIDOC Week, a time for celebration. And all of these dates and events are important because they help us to get to know each other, form community, and to share our history, the pain, the hope for relationship, and the celebration. All of these are national dates and events. However, as I walk these lands now called Australia, many non-Indigenous Australians, and especially Australian Christians and churches, don't know about these dates and events and don't acknowledge them. Maybe if they were recognised as public holidays, instead of having public holidays for some horse race and grand final, Australia would pay more attention. But back to NAIDOC. NAIDOC has a long history. The NAIDOC theme is announced every November, and many Aboriginal peoples excitedly await this announcement. The themes go back until 1972, where the very first theme was Advance Australia Where. I personally couldn't believe the announcement last November for Voice, Treaty, Truth, as these are something I've known about and campaigned for since I was about 8 years old. Many people know about the 2017 Statement from the Heart. Many people don't know as well. But the calls from Aboriginal peoples for voice, treaty, truth go back decades and indeed over two centuries. As the National NAIDOC co-chair Pat Thompson said about this year's theme, for generations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples have looked for significant and lasting change. We need our fellow Australians to join us on this journey, to finish the unfinished business of this country. The calls for treaty have been in two previous NAIDOC Week themes. In 1980, with the theme Treat Us to a Treaty, and 2001 with the theme Treaty, Let's Get It Right. And this is where voice becomes important. Aboriginal people's voices were the first words spoken by humans on these lands that God created. Aboriginal people's voices were raised as the Europeans stepped foot on these lands now called Australia. Aboriginal people's voices have been asking for voice, treaty, truth for far too long. One memorable voice is Aboriginal Christian leader William Cooper, the founder of NAIDOC Week. And I've recently been reflecting and feeling the lives and voices of Aboriginal Christian leaders, and four in particular, with each life separated by approximately a generation. The life and voice of William Cooper, the life and voice of Sir Pastor Doug Nichols, the life and voice of Auntie Jean Phillips, and the life and voice of myself, Brooke Prentice. All four generations seem to be saying the exact same thing to Australia and especially to the Australian Church. And so let's look at voice, treaty, truth and what has been said in these lands now called Australia. 82 years ago, in 1937, William Cooper petitioned the King of England for representation in the Australian Federal Parliament, an Aboriginal voice to and in Parliament, 82 years ago. 81 years ago, in 1938, Aboriginal leaders, including William Cooper, gathered for the Day of Mourning on January 26, campaigning for equality and citizenship rights. William Cooper died 3 years later. It took another 29 years for the 1967 referendum, 81 years ago. 56 years ago, 1963, Aboriginal leaders, Yolngu leaders, presented the Yirrkala Bark petitions to federal parliament. The Yirrkala Bark petitions are historic and are the first documentary recognition of Indigenous peoples in Australian law. 56 years ago. 31 years ago, in 1988, the Burunga Statement was presented, a call for voice, treaty, truth. Some of the words in the Burunga Statement say, "And we call on the Commonwealth Parliament to negotiate with us a treaty recognising our prior ownership, continued occupation and sovereignty, and affirming our human rights and freedom." 31 years ago. 28 years ago and 27 years ago, in 1991, we were singing along with Yothu Yindi for Treaty Yeah, Treaty Now. And in 1992, the Mabo No. 2 case was handed down on June the 3rd. And June the 3rd each year marks Mabo Day and the end of National Reconciliation Week. And it effectively overturned the lie Australia had lived for far too long, the lie of terra nullius, 27 years ago. 22 years ago, I was 17 years old in my year 12 year of high school. I thought Australia would have a treaty and that reconciliation would be achieved by at least the year 2000, 22 years ago. 2 years ago, in 2017, the statement from the heart. And we need to actually acknowledge and realise that the statement from the heart was not extensive consultation. There were only 12 to 13 regional dialogues held, and participation was by invitation only. They were not open to the public. There was not consultation or agreement from the traditional owners to use the name of their sacred site. But the statement from the heart is important, as it cements decades centuries in fact, of the call for voice, treaty, truth. But we can't just talk about or focus on the statement from the heart. If we do, it means the decades and centuries of Aboriginal voices and leaders are silenced. And I wanted to share some of the words of William Cooper from his letters, two letters in particular, in July and August 1940. And I wanted to do this to give voice to his leadership, his faith, and above all, his love. This is what William Cooper said. I am endeavouring to clear myself with the Supreme Ruler from the cruelty that is being committed against the original occupants of this country. I am living in hopes of being rewarded in the end. I feel sure that you will agree with me when I say that the vast majority of church people in Australia are not living up to their profession when they allow such cruelty and neglect to continue. I am not driving at any individual, but the people as a whole. You know that there is much to be done before the Aboriginal person can be parallel with the white man. The government is very unjust and stubborn, for it will not do anything for our people if it can avoid it, for they have often promised in reply to my letters, but that is about as far as they have got so far. However, we must continue asking God to help to pull us through our struggle for justice. We must make our voices heard. I have gained an amount of public sympathy, but the governments keep neglecting all requests. I am still fighting on, and though disheartened at times, I know God sees all, and that if we keep on trusting him, he will see that we get justice. And so I keep on going and shall do so till the very end. We must know our history. We must know the length of the wait. We must focus on voice, treaty, truth. Or truth, treaty, voice. And I want you to use your voice to call for a truth-telling commission. Internationally recognised treaty and treaties, and a voice to and in Parliament. And I want you to change your approach. And I want us to change our approach. I want you to dream of the day that Australia has held a truth-telling commission. I want you to dream of the day that we achieve and sign a treaty. I want you to dream of the day that we hear from the constitutionally enshrined Aboriginal voice to and or in Parliament. I want us to love one another, not only to believe it is possible, not only to talk about it with questions, words and speech, but make voice, treaty, truth a reality through love, with actions and in truth. And this year, I actually allowed myself to dream of the day that we signed treaty, following a truth commission and paving the way for a voice in and to Parliament. And so I want you to put yourself in that picture. I want you right now to imagine that day where we sign that treaty after we've had a truth-telling commission and that we're paving the way for the voice in and to Parliament. And so, when I put myself in that picture, this is part of what I dreamed I would say on that day. Today, I proclaim confidently that with God all things are possible. Today I proclaim we have thrown off our chains of oppression of over 230 years. Today I proclaim we the peoples. We, the peoples from all cultural backgrounds, in these lands now called Australia, walked together from our different stories, our different sides, our different cultures. We, the people, sat together at a new table, a table made from the lands and waters, made from God's beautiful and wondrous creation, made from us, the hands and feet of Jesus. We sat together. Side by side. We, the peoples, did the hard work of truth-telling, the truth of our foundations of over 300 nations of Aboriginal peoples, God's appointed custodians, hosts, and stewards of these lands and waters, the truth of our shared history. In the words of Auntie Jean Phillips, our history is your history is our history. Of stolen land, of stolen wages, stolen generations, stolen lives. We did this through our Truth, Justice and Conciliation Commission. We, the peoples, took action. We sat together in pain, crying a zillion tears. We stood together against injustice in heat and rain. We prayed together for change in churches right across Australia. And we walked together in truth and friendship across thousands of kilometres. Many of you accepted the hand of Aboriginal friendship, the Aboriginal hand of friendship, all those years ago. You prayed with me and Aboriginal peoples. You stood shoulder to shoulder with us. You marched with us. You showed us true friendship. You proved that two are better than one, because we have toiled hard and we have lifted each other up. Today we see the good reward for our toil. You prove that true friendship means a friend loves at all times. And you have shown us sisterhood and brotherhood for adversity. And above all, you showed that greater love has no one than this, as you laid down your lives for your Aboriginal friends. Imagine the day. Bruce Pascoe, the author of Dark Emu, said this: sometimes a decade arrives when nations have the chance to turn from their bigotry and selfishness and turn to their countrymen and women and embrace them as loved members of the human family. But do we, Australia, have the ticker for it? That day will come, because I believe we have the heart for it. Till the very end of my days, I will use words, truth, and action, just as William Cooper did, just as her pastor Doug Nichols did, and just as Auntie Jean Phillips continues to do, and many, many others. I know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I know that the truth will set us free, all of us. I dedicate my life to believing in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. Together, we await, in eager anticipation, to the day we truly celebrate NAIDOC Week as a nation, and we celebrate with love in abundance, as my prayer and the prayers of many generations of Aboriginal peoples and our dear non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, our prayers are answered when we, the peoples, build that Australia I dream of, an Australia built on truth, justice, love and hope. Lord, may it be so. Happy NAIDOC Week.